Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Why would anybody want 12 children? Well, if your name's Michelle Duggar, it's because, you know, you believe you need to be fruitful and multiply. But for Nick Cannon, he's saying that he had 12 kids because it's a trauma response. He is now opening up about something he should have healed before he decided to go through with having so many children.
Every child that I had was made out of love, and there were strong relationships. It's just, if I would have did the work and the healing after getting divorced, I probably would have took my time in a lot of other scenarios. And for whatever reason, I thought that was the answer a lot of times. It was like, oh, well, I'm going to figure it out over here, opposed to like, yo, now you're leaving trauma every step of the way instead of, you know, fixing it from its origin.
While I do appreciate his authenticity, apparently, and I do appreciate his journey, what I don't love here is that goes on your permanent record. So those kids at some point grow up and they're going to take a listen to that interview and maybe interpret it very differently. Like, had dad been healthy, he wouldn't have had me.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm. I was bred out of trauma,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Right.
Well, I feel like a lot of kids have that story, but they hear it directly from, not specifically the story that they have from like Nick Cannon, where it was a trauma response, but I mean, sometimes things happen unintentionally. And I think what's important is that you get to hear that from your parent first rather than from complex.com where it was posted.
Okay. I do like that he led with, they were all out of love. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I hope they hear that loud and clear.
Yeah. But you know how kids are. I'm sure that'll be used against him at some point. In more happy news, Keke Palmer finally kissed Hot Ones host Sean Evans after she learned that he had a crush on her. He was recently asked in an interview about one of his favorite guests and if he had a crush on anybody that came in, and he said Keke Palmer. So when she went back on the show, she decided to let him have his chance to see if there was any sparks.
And there's one more thing I'd like to say, Sean, because I saw an interview where you said like I was your favorite guest, you know, and all this really sweet stuff. And I know we've just had some wings, but I thought that maybe we could just have a quick smooch to see if there's a spark.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
When I'm dying and my life flashes before my eyes, I'll have that snapshot.
Yes! Snapshot. I have to.
You're amazing.
You're amazing. I love you too.
Why was that the most Hallmark
I know, right?
sounding kiss of all time? They're like, oh my God, the spark was real. I'm like, no, I felt more chemistry with my dryer at some point.
So he plays rather wholesome on that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember, what's the story behind his ex-girlfriend? Was she like an OnlyFans model or something like that he was dating for a while?
I don't recall.
I think she was in that industry.
In that sphere?
In that sphere.
What's the point you're trying to make?
That he's playing like, oh my goodness, a kiss? Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
But he's really kind of a naughty dude.
He's like scandalized by Keke Palmer giving him a little peck on the lips.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, right, he's probably a little freak with his hot sauce behind the scenes.
Be careful where you put that hot sauce. Are you going to end up going to the doctor?
Are you a little tingly?
Bert, in all the years you've done radio,
yeah,
and all the celebrities you've interviewed,
yeah,
you get to kiss one. Who are you kissing during the interview?
During the interview?
Yeah, like you're like, because this is what he was doing. He was doing his Hot Ones interview that he always does, and he gets to, you know, land a smooch on Keke Palmer.
I think you were in studio for it. You were here.
I was here for the interview of the person you would kiss.
Yeah, it was Chili.
I wasn't here for that.
Oh, you weren't here for that one.
That was BK.
Yeah, so Chili from TLC came in here. It was after my divorce, and everybody in the studio realized, like, this wasn't just in my head. Like, they were saying, like, there's something going on. Like, there's a chemistry between you and she. I had an opportunity to ask her out and go out with her afterwards, and I just talked myself out of it. I was so scared. I totally chickened out.
I can confirm there was chemistry.
Were you there for that? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
So then I was too, because I was thinking of the first interview you did where she outed Usher for having cheated on her, but you're talking about she came in a second time.
Yeah, that's right.
Because if it was post-divorce, no, I was there for all of that, unfortunately.
Yeah. So I'm not making this up in my head, but there was really something going on that morning, and I felt it, right? And it felt like, okay, maybe we can go out. I'll go out with her, right? And then I just talked myself out of it because I had just gotten divorced and I'm like, I am not ready for chili, okay? I have got to work my way up to chili. And I didn't text her out. I didn't ask her.
Maybe you could have handled oregano at that point in time, but you definitely couldn't handle chili.
The Bird Show.
So I have a long history of buffoonery. Last week it was accidentally buying cemetery flowers for my fiance.
Oh my God, you have to reset that really quick. Yes, you do.
Can you tell it?
Okay. All right. So Bert, recently engaged. He is over the moon in love.
He's in love.
He's at the Kroger. He's going Krogering. He walks in. The floral section is right there. He's like, you know what? I'm in love. I'm going to get my fiance flowers just because. He picks a beautiful bouquet of whites and yellows and purples and grabs it. And he's like, she's going to love this. And he grabs the bouquet and throws it in his basket.
Didn't even think about it because I was there to get other things. But there they are, spontaneous. I'll just pick these up.
He goes home, sets them on the counter for his fiance to come home and grab them and see them and be like, I'm going to marry such a thoughtful man. But instead of saying, I'm going to marry such a thoughtful man, she's like, you are a flipping idiot. And she is like laughing so hard, tears are streaming down her face.
And I'm getting mad at this point.
And Bert's thinking, so that I picked the wrong flower. Like, you're really going to make fun of me because I got you flowers? Because she said, do you think I'm going to die? And he's like, are these supposed to be funeral flowers? Like, WTF, are these death flowers? Like, and he's getting more angry as she is, and his anger is making her laugh harder. And then finally she shoves the bouquet in his face and she's like, read, you idiot. It says flowers for the cemetery. Literally the word cemetery is written on this plastic bag. They're not even real flowers, y'all. They're silk flowers. They're fake flowers. And they have like this weird hard handle at the bottom of them that you're supposed to stick into the cemetery vase that's attached to the tombstone. And she's just like, what is wrong with you?
I feel like such an idiot. I'm so humiliated,
You're just being proactive. Women love a man who can plan.
Yes. And again, I'm getting to the age where she will be able to use them someday. Just put them in a closet somewhere, okay?
Oh, my
so
God.
That was last week, and now here we are starting to plan a wedding, right? And I find myself today or tomorrow having to uninvite somebody that I have already accidentally invited.
You could have just texted me.
Yeah, why you got to tell us on the air?
So here is the deal. By the way, tomorrow I'll talk more about this. I would really like to know the difference between what your wedding guest list started at, the number, and how much you ended at. Because it seems to me like this was going to be a small wedding. There's going to be like 25 of us. That's it in Tulum, Mexico. And it feels to me like every day I ask her if another couple can go. And then the following day she asks me if a couple can go. So it's starting to get a little bit larger. That's not where I'm going with this. So I'm going to make up a name here. So I'll say Tier 1 Terry. I've got two friends, Tier 1 Terry and Tier 2 Terry. Tier 1 Terry I have known since college. I am close to Tier 1 Terry, and it just makes sense for Tier 1 Terry to be in Tulum with us on our wedding day. So as a soft save the date to the emailed save the date, that will come soon. I texted some people saying, hey, just as a heads up, after they said, hey, congratulations, I said, just want to let you know this thing's going down in March in Tulum. All right.
Tier 1 Terry.
Tier 1 Terry, I thought.
No.
So in my text to tier, what I thought was tier one Terry was like, I couldn't imagine having this day with Amanda and my closest friends and you not being there.
Oh, you sold it.
Sold it too, right?
Horrified.
Tier two Terry hits me back because that's really who I texted saying we are absolutely going to be there. We're already saving the date. Thank you so much for the invitation. Can't wait to celebrate your love together. And again, when it comes in, because the T's in the texting are so close to each other in my contact list, I texted Terry 2 instead of Terry Tier 1 Terry. So now today, I got to hit him up and go, I'm so sorry, man.
How are you going to do that? What are you going to say? Do you need us for a texting tutor?
Yeah, I guess we could do that. I mean, what can I say? Like, hey, this is going to be, in my head, it's going to be something like, hey, this is going to be a very small wedding, and I'm so sorry. That was for a different Terry.
That's all you can say. I would be painfully honest and just fall on that buffoon sword, or it'll be really nice to hang out and share a margarita with Terry too.
He would be out of place because it's not. If you have a tier two friend, he's almost tier three.
Oh,
so he's probably going, man, we're a lot closer than I thought we were. I got an invite to this wedding and he said all these really nice things. So I don't think he'll be shocked by it, but it's still making me super uncomfortable.
Just send him this break. Here you go.
Right. Dude. Hey, I know you haven't listened to the show in a while. Here's a good break.
You're a bigger man than I because Terry would be coming to the wedding.
Yes, really? Same here.
I would not be able to do that.
Really?
You'd be right next to grandma and grandpa.
No. Because we also have like... we have an agreement that there's not going to be anybody at the wedding that we specifically really want this to be an intimate wedding. This is friends. This is family. This is not out of, you know, how many times do you get married and your list grows more and more and more because you feel obligated because you invited this person and there's somebody sort of in the circle, but they got to be there also. And then it just becomes something we don't want. We really want this to be an authentically small wedding with just the people that have had our backs for years, that this is family and friends. He would just be out of place.
Ready?
You know, bring it.
Have Amanda do it.
More?
Okay.
More?
So.
More?
Like, I feel this is not a test of the relationship.
By the way, I'm not going to do this. It's such a cop-out, but go ahead.
It's 1,000% a cop-out. But if you have Amanda do it, and, you know, if he is tier two, almost tier three, so the chances of you guys ever hanging out as a couple are pretty, like nil, almost nil.
Yeah.
Then you just have her be like, hey, or you, like, not have her, because that would be weird to have her reach out, but you be like, hey, man, I just went back with Amanda and...
She hates you.
No.
She's never met you, but hates you.
Yes. Has she ever met Terry, too?
No.
Oh, there you go.
No.
There you go. Be like, I got ahead of myself. We're going to keep this really small. So we're only inviting people who know the couple intimately. And that means you have to know you and you have to know her.
I wouldn't be able to live with myself. Look, I made a mistake, man up, and... make it right and do this myself. It's a good idea. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
But the words Kristen just used are perfect, actually. Yeah. Like, hey, man, I got ahead of myself, which makes it seem like I did want to invite you.
Okay.
I got ahead of myself.
Okay.
We're really doing a super intimate wedding. We're only inviting people that know both people in the couple.
Okay.
And I think that's understandable.
Okay.
And then it shows like, hey, I did want you to be there, but we've decided to go a different route. And it's not that I don't love you. It's just that you don't fit the qualifications.
Okay.
What if he hits you back and he's like, well, I'll meet Amanda. Put her on the phone right now.
Yeah. Guest list's full. Yeah.
I don't even think it would come to that. Yeah. I mean, I think once I hit him up and I say like, hey, I made a mistake, he'll be like, dude, I totally get it. I kind of thought that I wasn't going to be invited anyway.
Yeah, and I think dudes, they're going to handle this.
I love how you guys are saying blame Amanda. Hey, Shelly, good morning.
Good morning. I was thinking that maybe you should blame it on Amanda and say she was using your phone and blamed and texted it to the wrong Terry.
What is that? Shelly, I don't understand this. Like, having your fiance jump on the grenade for you makes no sense to me at all. Like, I made the mistake.
But you would do the same for her?
No, absolutely not.
Every man for himself. That's all about marriage. That's what marriage is.
Of course I would.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Kristen, it is time for some stupid on the Burt Show.
You guys, we've been in need of a little stupidity. We've been in need of a little bit of fun. We've been in need of a little bit of a frivolous. So, hey, let's tell corny jokes while we suck on helium.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid. Everybody gets stupid, stupid.
Everybody gets stupid, stupid. Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
Why does helium voice... Why is it always funny? It doesn't matter if you are 6 or you are 60. Helium voice is always funny.
Now, do you know what else is always funny? Farts. But what about a fart on helium? Would it be like a... What can you do that?
What is the matter with you?
Do you have to use it like an enema?
I don't know. I don't know.
You inject it up the booty?
I don't know, but I want to know what a fart on helium sounds like.
Why don't you do that on your own private time?
I had too much coffee today. I put an extra espresso in. I am so sorry. I apologize now. All right, so this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
We have done the corny joke off many, many times here on The Burt Show, right? So this time...
It's a bit I absolutely hate.
I know you hate it, but now you're involved in it.
You hate it, and yet you schedule it so often.
Because people love it online. Mm-hmm. But now I'm not online listening to people anymore, so I won't even know.
All right, so this is going to be our corny joke battle that we have done for years. Cassie is the queen of corny jokes. She loves a good pun. She loves a good joke. So it's going to be into teams. So Abby and Cassie are going to make up a team.
Okay.
And then Bart and myself are going to make up a team.
Who's Bart? Bart.
Bart and myself are going to make up a...
Kristen's already been huffing the helium.
She's been puffing something.
Bart and I are going to make up a team. And Tommy is going to be the one and only judge.
All right. I've got 3 helium tanks here. We had 2 left over from Party City. So I went and picked up a third. But the first 2, I'm not sure how much helium's in. We'll see if we can get through the game.
I was about to say, 3 tanks. Are we trying to take out a small village?
Oh, there's helium in this one.
Yep.
See, right. my problem with sucking helium has been the problem that I've had with drugs my entire life. I always take too much.
Oh, hello.
Wow. Jeez. I always take too much of it, and it makes the room seem green to me. Like, yeah. I'm going to pass out.
I've actually never sucked helium before.
You have?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I grew up super sheltering Christian. My mom was like, drugs are bad.
Yeah, this is basically a popper.
No. She's like, this and cocaine to stay away from.
When I was a hostess and server at TGI Fridays, we had a giant helium tank in the back right next to the bar for, like, you know, the birthdays. We used to suck on that thing all day during our shift.
Oh, yeah.
Now, y'all knew how to have fun.
You tell me about it.
And an undersized guy like me on helium, that's funny.
How much do you have to suck?
Just watch me. Okay. I'll go first. Since, you know, this ain't my first rodeo.
Kristen will show you how to do the helium drug.
Thank you, Tommy.
Hey, Abby, I'll teach you how to suck.
Okay, right? Thank you.
Just watch me. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give the kid warning here.
That thing has some bass.
It's too late, Kristen.
That was me.
All right, so kid warning, because my jokes are more dirty than they are corny. Sorry.
Are they really?
Mine too.
Mine are totally G-rated.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah, same here. Oh, really?
Oh, that's a good balance then.
Yes. You did say corny. You didn't say porny.
I know.
Are we surprised that the girl who's never huffed helium has, like, G-rated jokes?
All right, so here we go. This is my first joke. Are you ready, Tommy?
Yes.
All right, so it's going to be me versus who? Abby, you and me first round?
Yes.
No, I need you to show me how to suck first.
Now watch, and I'm going to do it, all right?
Save that.
Okay, here we go. Ready? I go. Mm. And my cheese.
Get it in good.
A woman I slept with told me I had the biggest penis she'd ever seen. Turned out she was blind. She was just pulling my leg.
Done the voice disguising for this?
That would not have been funny without the helium, but the helium made it funnier.
I'm like really nervous.
You gotta take a lot.
Okay.
Oh, you don't have to take a lot though. Don't do the whole balloon.
Yeah, you are kind of a teeny little thing.
I'm scared. It's just gonna float away.
Take it all.
Everybody's doing it.
No, you gotta suck harder than that.
Oh.
Why don't oysters donate?
Nope, no.
Come on.
Just let it flow into your mouth. That's all you got to do.
Open up your mouth. Open up the balloon.
Why don't?
Nope.
No. Just let it go in your mouth.
Why don't?
Nope. No.
There you go. Why don't oysters donate?
No.
Just let it go in your mouth.
Does her regular voice just sound like a helium voice?
What do you not understand?
No. She's letting it go in her mouth.
Why don't? No.
You're not swallowing. You got to swallow it.
You got to breathe it in.
You don't even have to swallow it. Just let it go in your mouth.
Why don't?
Just let the whole thing go in your mouth. The whole thing.
Now she's gagging.
There you go. Why don't?
Never thought we should have done a dress rehearsal for this bit. Right.
How is helium not working?
Why don't?
I'm really
what
sucking.
Is happening?
I'm sucking so hard.
You have to breathe in while you do it.
Are you breathing it in?
There's no helium left in her balloon.
Let me show you, Abby. This is how you do it. Look.
Why? I'm literally sucking.
What just happened?
Hi, I'm Tommy from the Bird Show.
I'm literally sucking, though.
Let it go. You don't even have to suck. Just let it go in your mouth.
Why don't?
No! Why did you not do this?
There was literally only one way that this bit could suck. And this is it. We never saw this one coming.
Do you want me to go while Abby practices?
No, point goes to Kristen.
Kristen and whoever's on
Kristen's team.
Could not perform. DQ'd. All right.
Abby, you suck at this.
All right, I'll go. Okay, ready?
I just found out I'm colorblind. The news came out of the purple.
That's a good one.
Woo! Okay. See?
Whoa, hold on. I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What was Whitney Houston's favorite type of coordination? Hand-eye coordination.
And I
will always love you.
I do like the Whitney Houston joke, but I'm going to have to go with Bird on that.
That's fair.
Okay. Are we ready?
I'm trying to fill up my helium.
Give her another balloon, Tommy. We're going to try again.
Never in my life seen anything as lame as that.
I'm perplexed as to how that's not. No, you don't have to twist it anymore.
No, don't.
You push
twist
down.
It.
Push down
don't
on
twist.
The thing.
Don't twist.
Abby, when you put it in your mouth, don't let it just go into your mouth. Like,
I know I was like doing that.
Pretend you're sucking a straw.
If somebody mm-hmm. just turned into the show and heard your instructions, they're like, what has happened to
you? You don't even have to suck. You just blow it in your mouth.
No, what? That's what I did.
Okay, I'm going to go again first. All right. Okay. You got this. Just here we go.
Look at the crowd forming to watch you, how lame you are.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Again, everyone.
We're doing a corny joke battle with helium, but apparently Abby has never sucked helium, and she's having a very... It's like Abby trying to ride a bike for the first time. She keeps falling down. She can't figure this out. Here we go.
My favorite sex position is called wow. It's where I flip your mom over.
What? Wow. Did you just make that up?
No, I get it.
Upside down as well.
The way you just made direct eye contact with me made me deeply uncomfortable. Okay.
Come on.
Straw.
Yes.
Straw.
Okay. Is she?
Let go of the hand. Now suck it in.
More?
No.
Oh boy, she's gonna.
Just let it go. Loosen your lips. There you go. Yeah. Just let it go.
Why don't oysters donate to charity? Because they're shellfish.
I don't think she got enough helium.
You guys, I'm literally doing it.
Can I be honest? I think we just don't realize Abby's voice is pretty high-pitched anyway, so it sounds close to the... it's not meant to be an insult.
You might be the only person that sucked helium, and it's made their voice deeper.
Just let it blow into your mouth.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
Kristen's force feeding the helium.
You just blew.
Open your mouth. Hang on. Let me suck it first. Open. There you go. Now go.
Why don't skeletons?
No. What is going on?
She's got a superpower. How is it not?
I lost several brain cells.
Is there somebody else that would like to take the place of Abby? Jackson, come on in here. Okay.
Oh no, this is Abby's worst nightmare. It's like when she first started again. And Jackson came in.
Oh, yeah. This finally happened. Jackson is replacing Abby.
We got like 30 seconds.
All right, and then we'll do the rest on the backside. Judge. Okay, who's up?
Come here. Just look at my computer.
You or me is up. All right.
Yeah. Go for it.
Just read one.
What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball? Gagged.
This has turned into something entirely different than I had anticipated.
It's gone off the rails.
Man. Okay, so it's my turn?
It is.
I have to do it on the other side.
Okay.
Get it? The Burt Show.
For whatever reason, this has turned into the dirty, corny joke off with helium.
Those are the only jokes I found, sorry.
Okay, so you want to reset this here, Kristen, real quick?
Okay, we are doing corny joke battle. We have been doing this forever on The Burt Show. We've had Father's Day editions. We've had, you name it. This time, we tweaked it by adding helium, because if the jokes suck, they'll still be funny if you do them in a helium voice. So it's Abby and Cassie versus Bert and myself, right? We got teams. Tommy is the judge. We thought this was pretty, like,
simple.
You know, simple, pretty straightforward, right? Until we just discovered Abby has never sucked helium before and apparently is incapable of doing so. Immune to it.
She's gone through two balloon-filled heliums now and her voice hasn't changed at all.
No. It just gets deeper.
All right, Cassie, your last one was naughty and it was good. Ooh. I can't win this
round.
Wait,
let Cassie do hers again.
Okay.
What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball? Gagged.
All right, so I got to throw this around. Mine's not as good.
Uh-huh. What's Forrest Gump's password? One Forrest One.
That's a good one.
That is funny, and I do love Forrest Gump, but I'm going to give that one to Cassie.
Yeah, I never had a chance.
Okay. We got a point, Abby.
Do you guys get dizzy every time you suck helium?
Yes.
I'm pretty dizzy.
Heads up.
It replaces the oxygen that your body needs to survive.
Damn. Okay. We should have Googled this beforehand, but I did Google, can you OD on helium?
We're not going to OD.
Well, there have been two fatalities.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yes.
In like 300 years.
Okay, but does helium damage you? That's probably better. Oh. Well, this bit has damaged our ratings, but nonetheless. Although helium is non-toxic and inert, it can act as a simple asphyxiant by displacing oxygen in the air to levels below that required to support life. Inhalation of helium in excessive amounts can cause dizziness, nausea, vomiting, loss of consciousness, and death.
Okay. You should have read all that while you sucked in helium.
The good news is, Abby, you're not in danger for any of that.
Right.
Yes.
I think it might have stunted my growth when I was 6.
Yeah?
I did this when I was 6, and I never grew after that.
All right.
Who's up?
All right, Jackson.
Jackson is pinch hitting now for Abby.
Second string is in.
Right. I just don't like any of these jokes, but here we go.
Oh, God. It's so
What's brown and sticky?
What?
A stick.
I love it because that was one of my jokes, Abby. Yeah. Same team. All right. Again, kid warning because mine are not corny. They're porny. All right. Here we go.
Excuse me. I need to get a little bit more. Why is reverse cowgirl illegal in Alabama?
What the hell?
Because you never turn your back on family.
That's insane.
Yes. Yes.
Come on.
That's good.
Yeah, that was Kristen by a mile.
I don't think it could get any better than that. Should we just get into the entertainment buzz?
Yeah, I think we should.
I think we should.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Abby, do you want to do your entertainment buzz on helium? Oh, wait, you can't because you don't know how to suck. Loser.
Mom, can you come get me? They're bullying me. I don't think I have enough brain cells left for this bit, but the new lineup is out for Coachella, and people are deeply underwhelmed, except for the headliners. So on day one, it is going to be Sabrina Carpenter, three VMAs.
VMAs, right?
She's kind of our new big pop girly. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber will also be headlining.
Damn. Damn, it's good.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Is that song we just played from it? I'm so out of touch.
Yes,
because I heard that and I was like, I'll go check it out because that sounds great.
That's from Swag Number One. Swag Number Two, I haven't seen any big songs come from it yet, but Swag Number One, I feel like a lot of the big songs from it have popped up on TikTok, like Daisy and a lot of them.
I think it debuted at number one, I think, on Billboard.
Yeah,
I think.
I mean, it's Justin Bieber. Yeah. Of course it is. And then on Sunday, April 12th, Carol G will be headlining. A lot of people have been looking at the lineups for like the smaller stages because at Coachella, like, of course, you have the big headlining acts, but then you have like 30 other artists that are playing at Coachella. And everyone's kind of like, who are these people? Like, for Sabrina Carpenter, the second biggest name under her is the XX.
Oh, I genuinely love them.
Oh, really?
They had a big song on TikTok a while ago. It was really instrumental.
Okay, the XX, Nine Inch Noise, Disclosure, Turnstile.
Nope.
I got stuck in one of those and face planted.
You know Teddy Swims, though.
Yeah, I do know Teddy Swims. Cat's Eye, of course. Sexy Red, I know. Foster the People back in 2012.
Yeah.
The second biggest name under Justin Bieber is The Strokes.
Yeah.
Addison Rae. David Byrne.
Yeah, okay. Old school.
Interpol.
Yeah.
Alex G. Royal Otis.
How much is Coachella tickets?
I know Royal Otis. You also got some big ones like Moby, Sway Lee.
Sway Lee is big, of course. But I think everyone's kind of used to seeing like the next name under whoever the headliner is. It's almost like that person could have been a headliner as well. To where I think people are seeing all these smaller acts and going, oh my gosh, what has happened to Coachella?
Yeah, and this is kind of the knock on festivals and why they're not getting it as many people these days also. For 2025 festival, general admission tickets are roughly going to be $549 to
$599. Dear God.
That's where it starts at. VIP starts at $1,200.
And it's like a deeply uncomfortable experience going to Coachella. I mean, it's a lot of walking, it's a lot of standing, it's hot, and then it's cold. And then unless you like upgrade to a VIP experience, it really is just, it's tough on your body unless you love these artists. So unless this is an artist that you haven't seen live before, it's almost like why even go to Coachella and go through all the hassle of everything.
Now the Sunday lineup looks pretty good because you said it's Carol G headlining, but also there's Young Thug, Cascade, Major Lazer, Iggy Pop, FKA Twigs, Duke Dumont, Armand Van Buren. So if you're like into techno music, that day is going to pop. But you're right, the rest of the days are just kind of like, could take it or leave it.
It makes you wonder if Gen Z is getting so lazy that this is just the end of festivals. Like, I don't know anybody who goes to festivals anymore.
You know, and truthfully, I mean, with this economy, right, and how rough it is for those that are 23, 24, 25 years old to find jobs that are paying well, asking for $600 for a basic ticket, it's no wonder why people aren't going as much.
Cassie's going to a festival this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to Shaky Knees here in Atlanta this weekend. One of the bands playing, so Black Keys are playing. Like, Shaky Knees has a fantastic lineup with big artists as well as smaller ones. But the band that does my wedding song, me and Chad's wedding song, they're playing. So we're going to go see them for the first time, TV on the radio.
That's so awesome. Well, I think maybe kind of the indicator that Coachella was on its way out is when you see influencers at Coachella, they're rarely actually at Coachella. They usually go for the photo and then they just bounce. Or they have some kind of like private experience through, what is it, Revolve? Revolve does Revolve Fest. And it's sort of like this side party that's only for hot girls who post their clothes on the internet.
Right.
That I think it's kind of like, okay, who really is going to this? Unless you are a passionate music stan who is willing to go through the heat, the dehydration, and the cold.
Yeah,
I actually am almost more impressed with the Shaky Knees lineup.
Is that right?
So Friday, you have the Deftones, Lenny Kravitz, Sublime. On Saturday, My Chemical Romance, Cage the Elephant, The Black Keys, Public Enemy, The All-American Rejects, TV on the Radio. And then Sunday, Blink 182, Vampire Weekend, Alabama Shakes, Four Non-Blondes, Franz Ferdinand. And special guest, Weird Al Yankovic.
I love Weird Al Yankovic.
Are there two different like age demographics for these two different festivals? Like one is geared younger and one maybe 30s, 40s?
I feel like Coachella usually has a good mix of pop and rap. I feel like Shaky Knees is more towards the alt rap rock crowd usually.
Yeah.
I would say it skews a little older because you've got like the Spoon, the Pixies, some of the older bands. But then you have ones like the Bee Gees who are really hot with Gen Z right now. So I think Shaky Knees just nailed it and stole all the acts from Coachella.
Breaking news, Shaky Knees is the new Coachella.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We are willing to pay $100 for your confession. We are calling it Morally Gray Tuesday. Category today, Mom and Dad would kill me for this. Good morning, Nikki. We are willing to give you $100 for your confession. What do you got?
When we were younger, we had a custom van, and we would take it out driving with no driver's license. We'd put on hats and sunglasses, big disguise. Well, a friend of ours wanted to ride in it, and we told him no, there was no way. So he jumped on the side of the van and pulled the sliding door off the van completely. So we picked it up, we put it back on and got it all latched up and everything and put it back in the driveway. My dad got home from vacation 2 or 3 days later and opened the door, and it fell on his toe and about took the toe off.
Oh, and he never found out you guys were behind it.
Nope.
Beautiful.
Well, I was the oldest, so I would make my sister and brother go with me so they couldn't tell.
Okay. $100 for you. Thank you for calling on Morally Gray Tuesday. And Mandy, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you.
Mandy can suck helium and I can't.
All right. So here we go. So the only person who knows about this is my sister because I had to tell someone just to figure out what to do. So I was 15. So my mom would always put her wedding rings in the kind of like a soap dish kind of near the sink. It was just she also put them when she was like doing this or whatever, but it was always like in a safe little space. So I ended up knocking them into the sink, and I tried to kind of get them out myself, and for some reason, I just thought, like, if I could kind of go down there and get them, then everything would be okay, and that was not the case, and so I ended up continuing to wash the dishes, and I literally forgot about them. I ended up turning on the garbage disposal, and my mom's wedding rings were completely just crammed into the garbage disposal. So I called my sister because I'm like, what the heck? Like, what am I going to do? And she's like, don't tell him. Like, Mom, literally, that was the stupidest place to ever put them. So just let her think that she just lost them or something happened to them. And so to this day, my mom just thinks she lost her wedding ring.
Oh, no. My God.
Oh, okay, that is definitely worth $100. Hold on 1 second, Mandy. Must feel so good to finally say it out loud, you know? Here's Anna on the voice disguiser. Hey, Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, $100 for your confession. Mom and Dad would kill you for what?
Okay, so in middle school, we didn't really have much money growing up. And I remember, like, all the kids coming to school in, like, the newest shoes, the Air Forces, the Jordans, all those kinds of things. And, of course, we could never afford something like that. So one night, Mom had left her ring sitting by the kitchen sink. And I decided that I would take this ring to school. And my friend was trading shoes for more shoes, but nobody wanted my shoes. So I traded my mom's wedding band for a pair of brand new white Air Forces.
Stop. Oh my gosh.
How much did you get for them?
I'm sorry?
No, she just traded the wedding band for the shoes.
Oh, just a trade, up trade.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I gave the wedding band for the shoes.
What did your mom think happened to her wedding band?
That she just lost it, misplaced it.
Oh,
well, okay, that was a good one, but I'm having a really hard time concentrating. I need you to take 7 because it's about grandma and dropping acid.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Christy, good morning. You are on The Burt Show.
Hey, how you guys? I love you.
Thank you. All right, let's hear what you got here for $100.
Okay, so when I was 15, I had my friend spend the night, and I forgot that my grandmother was coming to visit, and we hadn't seen her in forever. But my friend and I dropped acid for the first time, and so it was. I had the weirdest conversations with my grandmother, and my I had all these posters in my bathroom, like Axl with Guns N' Roses, and, you know, he was moving his hips, and I was in the bathroom, and it was late, and my mom's like, Christy, are you going to get in bed? I'm like, I am in bed, but clearly I was sitting on the toilet, and my grandmother just thought I was being funny. It was, yeah, she would kill me for that.
So the acid tripping grandma came over. Okay, very well done.
I love that Axl Rose's hips were actually moving on her poster.
Very well done. Christy, we got $100 for you for sure.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, let's take one more here. Good morning, Mary. We are willing to pay you $100 for your confession. Your mom and dad, if they find this out, would absolutely kill you.
Yeah. So when I was in high school, I had this boyfriend, and of course they were not too fond of him. He wasn't the best, but you know, in high school, you can't let your parents tell you anything. So he actually got incarcerated for a little while, and I was still dating him, and I would go with his mom to see him while he was in jail. And they never knew.
They did know you were visiting your boyfriend who was in jail?
No.
I think it's so funny that years later that all the calls that we have taken here, everybody demanded to be on The Voice Disguiser. Uh-huh. Yesterday, some did, some didn't. But when it came to parents, man, always on The Voice Disguiser. All right, Mary, we got $100 for you. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. It's The Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.